Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Dwayne Riggi, recently retired as the city manager of City of Fortuna. This is my first opportunity to provide a community comment on KINS Radio. For the past 10 years, I was invited to discuss and share topics with Brian Papstein on Talk Shop each month. Community comment is different and requires me to find a topic that I want to talk about. It sounded easier, but I found it more difficult than I expected. I have never done this before, so I found a subject that I wanted to reflect upon. Retirement. The day that I've been dreading and denying most of my life has finally arrived. The dreaded day that loomed over me was retirement. Since my youth, I have never looked forward to the day that I might actually have to stop being gainfully employed and retire. Over the years, when the question of retirement came up, I would adamantly state, I don't ever plan to retire. I viewed retirement as something that was forced on a person when they could no longer work and contribute. Now that the retirement day has finally arrived, I am looking at the subject of retirement in a completely different perspective. I was fortunate to meet my future wife when we were young teenagers, and we were married shortly after I enlisted in the Navy. The Navy became a 23-year career for me and my family, including adventures of living in foreign countries as well as long separations. The Navy provided me with many opportunities to fulfill some of my dreams, including the ability to earn 2 college degrees and learning many work skills. I retired from the Navy 20 years ago and am still amazed that they appear to be doing so well without me. The retirement from the Navy was not the retirement I dreaded. That was merely shifting from a military life to a civilian private sector career. I was still able to work and contribute. It was not the dreaded end of the road retirement. While I enjoyed my second career of working for private companies engaged in the construction of projects such as high-rise buildings, power plants, and industrial facilities, subsequently, my wife and I moved to Humboldt County to experience and enjoy a more rural lifestyle. At that time, I discovered my third career working for local governments, something I never thought I would ever do or enjoy. It has been a very rewarding experience and privilege to have been a manager of 3 local public agencies. But looming in front of me was the ever-approaching concept of retirement. Several retired friends of mine helped me look at retirement not as something to be dreaded, but as another opportunity to apply my work ethic and to make a contribution and do things that I've always wanted to do, but was too busy to accomplish. My daughter helped me appreciate that this could be my 4th career, and I could put as much effort into it as I wanted. I could do things that I thought I might enjoy, and if not, I was under no obligation to continue doing something that didn't work for me. Wow. What freedom! It was like being back in high school and trying out subjects to see if they were exciting and matched my talents. I have learned to embrace the idea of retirement and the opportunity it brings. So I'm off to the adventure of retirement. Who knows where it may lead? My hat's off to all of you who have already started this journey. This is Dwayne Riggi with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.